Over the years, we've added hundreds of pounds of used coffee grounds to our compost, worm bins, and directly to our garden beds as mulch. This has helped us to enrich our soil with nutrients our plants need without having to purchase fertilizers or soil amendments. With 10.31 pounds of nitrogen per cubic yard, coffee grounds are an excellent source of nitrogen for the garden. It's important to note, however, that unlike nitrogen fertilizers, the nitrogen in coffee grounds is not immediately plant available. So sprinkling coffee grounds around tomato plants won't give them a quick jolt of nitrogen. Instead, the nitrogen is released over time as microbes and other soil organisms break down the grounds. For those of us who aren't looking for quick fixes, but instead rely on the soil food web to make nutrients available to our plants, this slow release of nitrogen is not viewed as a negative. Of course, when we think of fertilizers, we think not only of nitrogen, but also of phosphorus and potassium. Coffee grounds don't disappoint on this front either. With an NPK of approximately 2.1, 0.3, 0.3, coffee grounds provide a good amount of phosphorus and potassium as well. And unlike the nitrogen, the phosphorus and potassium are plant available. Additional minerals in coffee grounds include magnesium and copper, which are plant available, and calcium, zinc, manganese, and iron, which become available as the grounds decompose. Many are concerned that using coffee grounds in the garden will make the soil acidic. The good news is that almost all of the acid in coffee grounds is water soluble and ends up in the brewed coffee, leaving the grounds themselves essentially pH neutral. With a pH of 6.5 to 6.8, the used grounds are well within the pH range preferred by most vegetables. Used coffee grounds make a great addition to the compost pile. With their high nitrogen content, they are considered a green compost ingredient. And along with the right amount of brown ingredients, moisture, and oxygen, they'll really heat up a pile. And of course, the microbial activity in the compost will break down the grounds, which will convert their nitrogen to a plant available form. We've added over 150 pounds of coffee grounds in our compost just this year. Most vermicomposting enthusiasts agree that composting worms love coffee grounds. Truth be told, what the worms are really after are the bacteria that are breaking down the coffee grounds. And the grounds are plenty small enough for the worms to easily ingest in pursuit of their meal. An additional benefit for the worms is that the coarse granular grounds are put to work in the worms' gizzards, helping them to break down and digest their food. I regularly add used coffee grounds to all of my worm bins. There is some debate as to whether coffee grounds make a good mulch. By themselves, they certainly do not. A thick mulch of coffee grounds would form a crusty layer that would repel water, which isn't something you want in your garden bed. However, by lightly sprinkling and mixing coffee grounds in with other mulch ingredients, like wood chips, leaves, or grass clippings, this problem can be avoided entirely. Another concern is that nitrogen in the soil will be tied up as microbes consume nitrogen while breaking down the coffee grounds. This may be a good reason not to mix the fresh grounds into the soil, a practice I've abandoned. However, it shouldn't be a problem as long as the grounds are added to the mulch layer. Keeping the grounds above the soil in the mulch should not tie up nitrogen in the root zone where the plants need it. And over time, as soil organisms break down the grounds and incorporate them into the soil, there should be a slow increase of nitrogen into the soil. Some other benefits of using coffee grounds in your garden are: they increase organic matter in the soil, provide food for earthworms, and improve soil structure. Given their usefulness, it's a shame that any grounds end up in landfills. So putting them to use in your garden is a great way to help your garden and reduce landfill waste. My wife and I aren't coffee drinkers, so we get almost all of our used coffee grounds from Starbucks. There are a couple of stores close to our house that will save all their grounds for the day if we call in the morning and pick them up in the evening. Of course, you may have other options where you live, other big chain coffee shops, or better yet, an independently owned coffee shop. Now, of course, I'm not saying that everyone has to collect hundreds of pounds of coffee grounds in order to have a great garden. I'm only suggesting them as a possible free resource to consider. More generally, I'm promoting the idea of using free resources in your area that are great for your garden, but might otherwise go to waste. For us, wood chips and coffee grounds are two great examples. In your area, it might be horse manure, chicken manure, straw, brewery waste, or sawdust from a sawmill, and so on. If you do have a favorite free resource that you use in your garden, please let me know in a comment below. Well, that's all for now. Thank you very much for watching, and until next time, remember, you can change the world one yard at a time.